Listening Library presents The Forbidden Library by Django Wexler. Read for you by Cassandra Morris. Chapter 1. The Fairy. Much later, Alice would wonder what might have happened if she'd gone to bed when she was supposed to. It was a fluke, really, because she was the sort of girl who almost always followed the rules. But she'd been doing schoolwork, and she'd lost track of time. It was a Saturday night, and her tutor, Miss Juniper, had assigned her another chunk of algebra for Monday morning. Alice excelled in all her subjects. She never would have allowed it to be otherwise. But in algebra, her excellence was born of hard work and long hours, rather than natural talent. So she'd determined to make an early start. She wouldn't be bothering anyone either. Her room had its own little writing desk and even its own electric lamp, which her father had had installed 3 years before with the boast that no daughter of his was going to ruin her eyes scribbling by gaslight. Her father had been working late again. When Alice heard the telltale creak of the front door, she weighed the odds and decided he'd probably be happier to see her than angry that she was still up. She shrugged into her robe and padded into the hall and down the stairs. The late-night silence was a little unnerving. Alice had grown up in a house that had practically bustled with servants and guests, even in the middle of the night, and she was used to seeing strangers about. But the servants had departed one by one as times had grown mean, until only Cook, Miss Juniper, and her father's man were left.